may one go walking on Shabbos for exercise purposes, such as to take his daily walk for weight loss and health reasons? Or is doing so included in the prohibition against being involved in refuah Shabbos and doesn't contain any other Shabbos issue? May I take my half-hour stroll on Shabbos, or should I push it off to after Shabbos? So going for an exercise walk on Shabbos touches upon two possible prohibitions. The first is that the sages established certain walking restrictions on Shabbos in order someone change his walking habits from Shabbos versus that he does during the week. And hence the question is asked as to whether going on a walk for exercise purposes is under the walking restriction established by the sages. The second issue we can have with walking for exercise purposes is that independent of whether it is under a restriction of walking, perhaps it should be forbidden independently due to the rabbinical prohibition against causing one to sweat, to do exercise. And thus we need to explore whether there is a walking restriction and whether there is an exercise restriction against taking an exercise walk on Shabbos. So it's recorded in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 301, Halacha 1, based on the Machaber 301.1, Masechta Shabbos 1.13, that based on the verse in Yeshaya 58.13, which states, Im toshiv mishabbos raglecha v'chibata mesos derechecha, if from walking you will rest and honor Shabbos by not doing weekday activity. The sages learned that one's walking on Shabbos should not be like one's walking during the week. And thus it's recorded in the Tosefta and in the Shulchan Aruch of the Machaber and the Alter Rebbe that therefore it's forbidden to run on Shabbos. Nothing to do with exercise. So you're not allowed to run due to a unique and intrinsic walking restriction. Certainly if it's for exercise, it would be forbidden as well, as we'll explore next. Furthermore, it's recorded in the Pesukim that one is not allowed to walk more than necessary on Shabbos in order to reach a certain location due to this rabbinical walking restriction. So if you have two ways to get to somewhere, you have to take the shorter route. From all this, it would seem that it would be usher due to the walking restriction to take an exercise walk on Shabbos, as it's not necessary to be done in order to get to a location. However, in truth, the Ramah in 301 Halacha 2, based on the Beis Yosef, explicitly negates this and states that it is permitted for one to go on a tiyul, a stroll on Shabbos, just for the sake of strolling around, walking around, enjoying the sights, the streets, the people, the environment, the vista, the fresh air, whatever it is, you're allowed to go for a walk on Shabbos. You don't have to have a purpose and a location that you want to reach. Based on all this, we're left with the unclarity as to whether walking for exercise purposes would fall under this allowance of the Ramah or not. Before we answer that question, let us move on to the second Shabbos prohibition that could be relevant when you're walking to for exercise purposes. It's recorded in the Pesukim, the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 328, Halacha 47, that it's forbidden to exercise on Shabbos and cause oneself to sweat for healing purposes. And the reason for this is that it's due to a general rabbinical decree against doing refuah, taking medicine on Shabbos. And that decree applies not just to popping pills, but to doing any activity that's for medicinal purposes. And thus, based on this, writes the Magen Avraham in chapter 301, Sifkat and Hay, based on the Tosefta and the Beis Yosef, that most certainly it's usher for one to run for exercise purposes on Shabbos, as in addition to it being restricted under the walking restrictions that we spoke of earlier that prohibits running on Shabbos, and the Taz learns that it applies even when you're running for exercise. It has an independent exercise prohibition, and thus running and jogging on Shabbos is usher under two grounds. Number one, it transgresses the walking restriction, and number two, it transgresses the exercise restriction, the refuah prohibition. And although there are Pesukim who argue on the first aspect, everyone agrees that it's usher. Now that we have that clear, let's tackle our question. We're not talking here about running or jogging. We're simply talking about walking, taking a stroll, but in order to do the amount of steps that you need to do for your daily exercise. So the Magen Avraham in the above Siv Katan addresses this directly and rules that it's mutter to go for a walk on Shabbos, as the Ramah stated, and he adds, even if it's for exercise purposes and to sweat. Explain the Prima Gadon, Machtzis HaShekel, and others that there is no prohibition against walking in such a case, as you're just walking, you're regularly walking. And it falls under the heter of the Ramah that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. There's likewise no exercise prohibition in such a case, as in the clauses of the prohibition of doing refuah, healing on Shabbos, is written that it's only prohibited if it's recognizable that the action you're doing is for healing purposes. But if it's not, then it's permitted. And since the whole prohibition of exercising and sweating is due to the healing prohibition, therefore it comes out that if your exercise is not recognizable as exercise, but maybe you're walking somewhere, therefore it wouldn't contain that prohibition. Thus, we negate both issues that we discussed earlier, and concludes the Magen Avraham that you're allowed to go on a walk for exercise purposes, and accordingly, those who take a daily walk for weight loss may continue to do so on Shabbos. However, the Magen Avraham is not the only pasuk in the field. The Elya Rabba, based on the Levush, dissents against this ruling and states, no, it is never permitted to walk on Shabbos if one's intent is to sweat or exercise, and hence one would not be allowed to take his daily walk. So it ends up that this matter is under a machlekes in the Achreinim. Practically, the Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions, although it seems that the majority of the Paiskim conclude, like the Magen Avraham, so rules the Pri Megadim, the Tosefes Shabbos, Pesach HaDvir, the Kaf HaChayim, and so is brought in Orchis Rabbeinu in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he indeed would take his daily exercise walks also on Shabbos. And thus, practically, we can conclude that from the letter of the law, one may choose to be lenient and continue his daily walks even on Shabbos, especially if it's medically required for his health. However, for other people, it is proper to be stringent and push it off until Matzei Shabbos, especially in light of the fact that one should use his time on Shabbos for Torah learning and not for other activities. Now, an important clarification. All the above allowance is only for regular walking. Running, jogging, or power walking would be forbidden according to everybody, as it's recognizable to all what you're doing, and it would at least be forbidden due to the exercise restriction clause. Based on this, it's understood that even if you're going for a regular walk, but making it evident that you're doing so for exercise purposes, such as you wear exercise clothing and the like, then it would be restricted, as everybody knows what you're doing. So to summarize this halacha, from the letter of the law, it is permitted for one to go on a regular walk on Shabbos, even as part of his daily exercise routine, so long as his form of walking is not recognizable as one of exercise. Nonetheless, even so, it's proper to be stringent to push off such activities till after Shabbos, and according to all, one may not power walk, jog, run on Shabbos for exercise, and even for other purposes it's forbidden, with exception to those cases explicitly permitted in the Paiskim.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.